And good afternoon, and welcome to Piers Legion Park. Another beautiful afternoon. We've got a doubleheader on tap for you today as the Kimball Cubs are in town for Central Minnesota Conference action. Adam Beyer, the head coach of the Kimball Cubs. Dan Sayre, coach of the Piers Pioneers. Beautiful day, barely a wisp of a cloud overhead. And we are going to get started very soon as the Pioneers take the field. They'll be the home team here in game one of this doubleheader. Cubs in bright yellow jerseys, white pants, blue letters and numerals trimmed in white, a blue baseball cap with a C in yellow emblazoned across the front of the cap. Kimball in script. As the Pioneers take the field, they're ready to stand at attention for the national anthem, and we're having the introductions of the batting order for the Kimball Cubs. Piers 11-1, they were winners down in Painesville on Tuesday, an 11-1 win. Pioneers sit in the conference 8-1, so we're getting down to the end of this conference season. Catcher. Got two with Belgrade, Brutinel, Rosa left. We've got Painesville to come here yet. And that's it after today.
Number four, the left fielder.
Pioneers will return to action tomorrow with a non-conference game. They will take on the Albany Huskies tomorrow afternoon. And that'll be in Avon, and it's a 5 o'clock first pitch.
For the Pierce Pioneers, leading off the second baseman, number 8, Lane Gertz. Batting second.
So the Cubs will be in the first base dugout, Pioneers in the third base dugout. The pitching matchups here in game one, the Pioneers will send out senior right-hander Matt Taugis, and his opponent will be Kimball's Nick Gustafson. Just a little bit of a breeze, 370 to center, 305 to right, 310 to left field, the dimensions here. 345 to the right power alley and a little deeper, 350 to left center. So when we come back, first pitch for Piers and Kimball, CMC Baseball coming up next on You Are There Sports.
You've been waiting and it's finally here. Unlimited data with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Get the unlimited data you need with the reliability that you want. Right now, you can get four lines for just $45 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Get unlimited data on the network you deserve with Verizon. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
$40 per month, $110 access fee, less $10 AutoPay and rolling discount, plus $20 line access for AutoPay and fee for free billing. Under 22 gigabytes per line per month, you may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See DZW.com for details.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Hi, everyone. Over the past few years, I've been able to spend more and more time in the Piers School District doing more than broadcasting games. Just last week, I saw an unbelievable show where one of the best jazz bands in all of Minnesota from Waconia came and performed with the Piers students. What a night. So then the next night, I get to see a post from a mother on Facebook that says, I just attended the kindergarten roundup and I'm so glad I decided to go. This is the school for my children. So many great people, so caring. So, Principal Tom Oddy said, we had 15 families attend who we didn't even know about, who were not in our preschool program. Thursday, I was able to broadcast a big section win for Danny Sayre and the Piers Pioneer baseball team, and Friday followed that up with a 7-1 win for the softball team over Foley. And that's just 1 week at our schools. Please, help us keep it going, keep it growing, and vote yes on behalf of our community.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
All right, welcome back. As Mason Hennin, the right-handed hitting Cub shortstop, stands into the batter's box to get this doubleheader started today against righty Matt Tauges, and we're underway. And the first pitch popped up to Matt Cummett, the catcher, in foul territory, and he will make the catch. Matt halfway up the walkway from the on-deck circle, gloves it. One pitch, one out. Matt now Tauges with 104 pitches still available.
Number one, J.T. Heron.
And it brings up Cubs center fielder J.T. Heron, now the center fielder, lefty, facing Tauges. And the first pitch is right there for a strike. Beautiful day, a little bit of a breeze. Looks like the wind is maybe pushing in a little bit from center as the Pioneers put their 11-1 record here up against the 6-5 Kimball Cubs. There's a swing and a miss to Heron, and it's 0-2 with Aaron Service, the DH, on deck. And a fastball, strike three on the edge, and it's a good start for Tauges. A pop-up and a strikeout to begin his afternoon. And now the designated hitter, Aaron Service. Aaron Service bats for Austin Host, the first baseman. Another lefty, back-to-back lefties here for Adam Beyer, the coach of the Cubs, who's sitting, standing in the third base box. A little bit high, ball one. Michael Hoffman on deck. He'll be batting cleanup as the set and the pitch is low. 2-0 now to Service. White pants, yellow jerseys, blue script with the word Kimball emblazoned across the front as Tauges pumps a fastball across, 2-1. Matt Cummett behind the plate. You've got Brandon Dickman at first, Lane Gertz at second. And that one low. In the dirt, two balls, two strikes to Service. On the left side, Preston Rushlow at short, Jackson Suska manning third base. The 2-2 offering. Strike three, edge called. Good start for Matt Tauges. The Pioneers come off the field, and we'll meet their batting order when we come back as Kimball sends out Nick Gustafson, a lefty, to face this Pioneer team.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Thank you. All right, Lane Gertz to lead it off for the Pioneers. The second baseman followed by Matt Tauges and then Matt Kummet in the order against lefty Nick Gustafson. And here's Gustafson's first pitch. The Pioneers have seen a steady dose of left-handers recently. Three of them down in Maple Lake. Another one Friday night here against Holdingford. As the first pitch to Lane misses, then a strike pumped in. One ball, one strike. Matt Tauges on deck. Gustafson delivers, and Tauges laces it into left field. Gertz lanes it into left field. It'll bring up Tauges. A leadoff hit for Lane Gertz to begin the day here at the plate for the Pioneers. And pitcher Matt Tauges. Matt Kummet to follow. The rest of the lineup will be Preston Rushell at shortstop batting cleanup, followed by Brett Kapsner at center field. Left fielder Lucas Adi will hit sixth. Alec Luckner is the DH for Jackson Suska today. Brandon Dickman hits eighth, plays first, then Luke Gertz in right field as Matt shows bunt. Pitch taken outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Preston, come upstairs.
On deck, Matt Kummet, Pioneers. With a leadoff hit from Gertz aboard. Here's the set by Gustafson, and he whistles one up and in. Ball two. Here. 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 2-0 to the lefty Tauges facing the lefty Gustafson. Gertz, sizable lead over there, but not going, and a strike delivered. 2-1.
Thanks.
Behind the plate is Andrew Mossman catching lefty Nick Gustafson. Gertz, leaning a little bit, comes back to the bag as the throw comes over. Holding him over there at first base is Austin Host. Joe Dunne at second base. The shortstop for the Cubs is Mason Hennin. And at third, Michael Hoffman. There goes Gertz. Got a huge jump. Tauges in the air to left. Long run towards the line. Won't get there. It drops. Peyton Hennin couldn't catch up to it. And going into second is Gertz. I should say Tauges with the double. Gertz glides into third. They were playing Matt to pull, and that made the left fielder, Peyton Hennin, have to chase that one a long way down the line. And it's a fly ball double. Lane, who was running on the pitch, probably had to slow down a little bit, fearing it would be caught. Otherwise, he might have scored on that play. So here is the catcher, Matt Kummet, has a chance to drive in a couple of runs early. In the air to left, coming in and dropping back the shortstop, and that finds the grass, and that'll drop in for a hit. An RBI single, and now Matt will go to second as the throw misses the cutoff man. RBI single with Kummet advancing, and Gertz comes home. A 1-0 lead for the Pioneers. Tauges to third, and Preston Rushlow to hit. As that one got in on the hands of Matt, but still dumps it just behind short and in front of left. So the Pioneers have struck early, and they are looking now to put up a nice number here in the bottom half of the first as Rushlow stands in against Gustafson and gets moved off the plate with a fastball that rides inside about thigh high. One ball, no strikes. JV game going on. I see they've added the fence there, near the new patio cement slab laid behind the first base dugout. That is new since we were here Friday night. Fastball grounded back off the glove of the pitcher. Here comes Tauges to the plate. He will score on a 1-4-3 ground out. Once the ball deflected off the lefty's glove to second, Tauges broke and came home. With Kummet staying at second, it's now 2-0. Rushlow will pick up an RBI. He becomes the first out of the inning. But here's the center fielder, Brett Kapsner. returned to the Pioneer lineup Tuesday night after being involved in that bad, scary car accident on prom night Saturday. And he drove in a couple of runs Tuesday. So Brett takes one high, and we certainly are glad to hear that Hannah is home as well and recovering. So a 2-0 start here in the first, one out. Kummet at second, Kapsner at the plate, Adi on deck. And Gustafson trying to fight his way through this tough first inning. And Brett watches a fastball. For a strike, it's one ball, one strike. They'll play Brett to pull center field, or really shading towards the alley. That's JT Haran out there. Good 30 feet into left field. Now he creeps a little bit closer to center as Kummet extends his lead, and Brett, little flare out to second. It'll be stabbed there. Little pop-up up to Joe Dene for out number two. And it'll bring up Lucas Adi.
Left fielder number two, Lucas Adi.
So Brett got one in on his hands he couldn't do much with, and Dene, the second baseman, able to field that ball. Wasn't a high pop-up, but a couple of steps to his left. So two outs now for Lucas Adi, senior left fielder, to bat with Kummet still at second base. Two runs in and a fastball knee-high inside corner for a called strike. 0-1. That brings Alec Luckner on deck, the team leader in home runs this year. The set and the pitch, and it's in the air to center. That ball might get down. It does. Around third comes Kummet, and he is safe at home as the throw sails into the net, and that'll allow Adi to move up the extra base, and it's a 3-0 lead on the Adi two-out RBI single.
Designated hitter number 20, Alec Luckner.
And Alec Luckner stands in now, batting for Jack Suska as the DH. Alec poked one out of the yard in Painesville Tuesday for his first career, the team's first this year. The only Pioneer that's hit a home run. Piers beating the Bulldogs 11-1 Tuesday. And the fastball from Gustafson is in for a strike. 0-1 to start the at-bat to junior designated hitter Alec Luckner. We might see Alec out on the mound in game two. I think the plan is to throw Tauges here in game one. They do have a game tomorrow as Luckner rifles it foul out of play, and the ball shaggers are on that. 0-2 now to Alec. Coach Sayre at third, Coach Jablewski at first. Pioneers look to continue the strong first inning start. Four hits, three runs. Here's the set and the pitch, and Alec takes it just off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Matt Kummet with an RBI single, an RBI ground up by Preston Rushlow. Lucas Adi with a run scoring hit. Adi now at second with two down and a two strike pitch. Luckner, good eye, takes it, watching it all the way into the mid of the catcher, Andrew Mossman. 2-2 the count. These same two schools are meeting in Kimball for a softball doubleheader right now. Both the golf teams are in action today. The girls are hosting at home. The boys were at Malacca about noon. There's a chopping swing and a miss as Luckner out on strikes, and that gets the Cubs off the field. But a three-run inning on four hits. They leave one. And after one inning in game one of the CMC doubleheader on You Are There Sports, it's the Pioneers 3, the Cubs nothing.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, Michael Hoffman, first pitch swinging, hits a two-hopper to Preston Rushlow at shortstop. And there's one quick out here for the Cubs in the top of the second. Kimball's in town facing the Pierce Pioneers, and it's pitcher Nick Gustafson now at the plate. Another lefty. I think this is the third one to face Taugis as Matt delivers low, ball one. Each of the first two at-bats have started with a first pitch out here for the Cubs. That'll help a pitcher stay in a game with a new pitch count rule. Fastball blazed in for a strike, 1-1. Gustafson batting fifth in the order. On deck is second baseman Joe Donne. 1-1 breaking pitch slides off the corner, 2-1. It took Matt just nine pitches in the first. Nine. Fastball, high chopper over the mound. Gertz at the bag at second. Lane sets the feet and got him by a half a step. He might have used that second base bag to push off on for just a little extra leverage. A high chopper off the dirt in front of home over the head of the pitcher. And Gertz, who covers as much ground as anybody out there, made that look relatively easy. Two up, two down, a couple of middle infielder groundouts. And Joe Donne, the second baseman, takes a little bit low. Ball one. Swing and a miss at a high heater, and it's a ball and a strike.
Who's going to pitch tonight, Captain?
And another swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Two-way here as Taugis delivers, and that one's fisted back and out of play. Two balls are one ball, two strikes, Jerry. There you go. Two away in the pitch. Fastball, look out into the net. Straight back. Good cut there. Donne on that one. Hoffman grounded to short. Gustafson to second. Two outs. Bases clear. Taugis rocks and fires. Fisted back again. Good battle here, Joe Donne. Jackson Suska manning third. Preston Rushlow at short. Lane Gertz at second. Brandon Dickman at first. And Donne leaves that fastball up in the zone. Cummins has to stand to catch. 2-2. Sixth spot in the order here for the Cubs in the windup. Breaking ball missed high. Full count, Donne now. To his ninth pitch of the at-bat. And it's a chopper back to Matt. Taugis with the glove, the step, the throw to Dickman, and that's the inning. A lengthy third out, but an out nonetheless, and it's three up, three down for Kimball in their half of the second inning. And the Pioneer offense is back to work, heading to the bottom of two. It'll be Brandon Dickman, Luke Gertz, and Lane Gertz to bat. 8-9-1, Pierce 3. Kimball nothing.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and your country, Q92 WYRQ.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers.
Welcome back to Legion Park, everyone, as the Pioneers will look to add to a 3-0 lead going to their second at-bat against Nick Gustafson, the crafty lefty for the Kimball Cubs. He'll start against Brandon Dickman, the slugging first baseman for Coach Sayre. And a fastball in for a strike, 0-1. 3 runs on 4 first-inning hits. Pioneers swinging the bats well to open up this doubleheader. Brandon takes it a little bit low. 1-1. Luke Gertz on deck. Gustafson delivers the 1-1 pitch, laced back up the middle. Maybe one of the better swings Brandon's put on a ball this year as he lined that one, whistled it right by the ear of pitcher Gustafson for a leadoff single. Brandon's got a really, really good quick hands, and his bat really comes through the zone quickly, and he lined that one up. Hit 5 already for Piers. And here now is right fielder Luke Gertz. Luke has had himself quite about a 10-day stretch of ball here as he puts down a good bunt, and this is going to be a tough play. He's going to bunt his way on. Gertz put down a perfect bunt for a bunt single. There was a little miscommunication between the catcher Mossman and the pitcher Gustafson about who was going to handle it. And Luke runs well, and he beats that out for a hit. And the 8-9 men have started the second with base hits. And now here's Lane Gertz, who rifled a single to left to lead off the first inning. 2-1, nobody out here for the Pioneers against Gustafson. Corner infielders will pinch up as Lane watches a strike come in. 19 first inning pitches for Gustafson, the lefty. Austin Host is playing up in front of Luke Gertz. Here's the set and the pitch, and good cut, but into the net, and it's an 0-2 count. Talking about Luke, he had that great catch in game 2 of the doubleheader in extra innings against Maple Lake last week. We could go tonight, to be exact. Came back to tie the game with a bottom of the 7th 2-out hit against Holdingford Friday night. So he's really taking advantage of his opportunities as Lane hits a towering fly out of play down the first baseline just past the bed of that red pickup. 2 strikes to Lane Gertz with Brandon Dickman at second. Luke Gertz at first, nobody out. A line drive single up the middle by Dickman, and then Gertz beat out a bunt. 2 strikes to Lane Gertz. Here's the pitch in the dirt at the feet, takes the count to 1-2. Lane, who makes his own bat, wood bats, for the Buckman Billy Goats in shop class, waves the red metal bat here. Ground ball to short. Oh, it's booted off the heel of the glove. I don't think they're going to get anybody. Now they throw it into right, and here comes Dickman to score, and it's 4-0 with Luke steamrolling into third. That'll be E6, and almost 2 errors on that play. He booted the initial grounder, and then he picked it up and threw it into right. E6 twice, I think, on that. 1 to allow the runner at second, the fielder's choice, to reach safely. And then the second throwing error allowed the run to score as Dickman motors his way home. Luke Gertz slides into third. So Lane's at first. The batter is Matt Tauges. And there goes the runner at first. No throw. No, Luke. Throw goes down to the line to third, though. They did. Now they kick it around again. And Luke easily walks home as the throw from catcher Mossman got away from the third baseman, Hoffman, into left field. Lane into second. And that is 3 errors in this inning for Kimball. Two runs have come in. It's now a 5-0 score. Touge is at the plate. Chance to pick up another run with Gertz at second. Nobody out. Here's the Gustafson off-speed offering, and it's outside. One ball, one strike. Lane Gertz out at second base. Measures his lead. The shortstop trying to keep him close to the bag as Gustafson peeks back over the shoulder. Popped up left side of the infield. Playable for Hoffman at third. Oh, and he can't make the catch. I'm sure if he battled that one, lost it up there in the clear blue sky or what, but all of a sudden the look in his eye is like he lost it on the last couple of feet on its downward track and kind of clanged off the heel of the glove in front of the Piers dugout. So new life for Touges. And a 1-2 count. Gertz out there in the pitch. High. Two balls, two strikes. Coming on deck. Pioneers 3 in the first and 2 here in the second. And the Cubs still haven't registered an out. Matt singled home the game winner in the bottom of the 7th as the Pioneers rallied to beat Holding Ford here Friday night. Pops this one up to shallow left. Going back is the shortstop. And he can't make the catch. Now the throw to second, and that gets thrown away. And this is really not pretty. Gertz comes home. Two more errors on that play. The drop fly ball and then the throwing error. And 4 of them on the shortstop.
Catcher, number 3, Matt
Cummins. Touges ends up all the way at third. It was just a pop-up, barely to the grass and left, and Hennin just didn't make the catch and then maybe panicked a little bit when he saw Touges rounding first through to second, and that was wide, went down across the first baseline in foul territory as Matt Cummins becomes the batter, an RBI single his first time up. Another 3-run inning going here for the Pioneers. And up high. 2 balls, no strikes to the left-handed hitting. Matt Cummett. On deck, the shortstop, Preston Rushlow. The 3-0 pitch. Up high. Five errors in this inning here for the Cubs. Here's the set by the lefty, and Matt watches the 3-0 pitch come across for a strike. 3-1. Track practice must be over. There's Taryn Becker. Pioneer girls are headed to the state true team meet. In the air to left, Chewy setting up to tag. Catch goes off the glove. Touges touches home. Throw gets away. Cummett will go to third. My goodness.
There's got to be one error there for sure. Hitting an error. Or this.
Two errors. Cummett ends up at third. The ball in the air right at the left fielder, and Hennin had it just go off the glove. That's got to be an E7. Another 2 errors there. And here's Rushlow now, the batter. 2-for-1s today. 3 straight plays with 2 errors on an inning, or 2 errors on one play. There's a line drive to center. He reaches up and makes the catch. Tagging and coming in to score is Cummett. And that's a line drive sack fly for Preston Rushlow.
Center fielder number 19, Brett Kapsner.
First out of the inning, gets a run home. It's now Piers 8, Kimball 0. as Kapsner will try and restart things. Was it the Beatles that sang, "I could buy with a little help from my friends"? Pioneers are getting a little help here in this half inning. Seven Kimball errors. Brett Kapsner, a pop-up to second, his only appearance against Gustafson so far. Speaking of sevens, Gustafson sporting number seven. Stayed up too late to watch game seven in hockey last night. My Edmonton Oilers go down to the Anaheim Ducks. Here's the set and the pitch, and Kapsner moved off the plate. My fastball, two balls and a strike. Lucas Oddie is due up next. As Gustafson rocks back and fires, Brett knocks it back into the net, takes the count to 2-2. One out here as Rushlow's driven in two runs in this ball game on a ground out and a sacrifice fly. Brett grounds it into left field for a base hit, pulling it between third and short, and Kapsner aboard with a clean single into left. And that brings up left fielder Lucas Oddie. Third hit of this inning. Remember, this began with a Brandon Dickman line drive back up the middle, then the bunt single by Luke Gertz. Then a snowball fight broke out as the pitch is lifted back and out of play. Lucas, a base hit to drive in a run in the first inning. Looks like the flag has died down out in center now, hanging out there on the flagpole at the 370 sign. Kapsner with his lead held over there at first base. Lucas watches it up high for a ball. Evens the count 1-1. On deck is Lochner. Gustafson delivers, and it is just high. Good recognition there by Lucas, as looked like he was ready to pull the trigger on that and held back and took it for ball two. This is the eighth man of the inning to step to the plate for Coach Sayre. And he got a piece of one that hits it into the net, 2-2. Speaking of netting, good luck to a fisherman this weekend. Nice segue. 8-0 lead for the Pioneers just in the bottom of the second inning here at home against Kimball as Gustafson delivers. Kapsner's running ball lined, and the second baseman had the ball jarred loose out of the glove. Oddie keeps running, and he is safe. That's a play hit right to the second baseman, and with Brett Kapsner running on the pitch, his knee looked like collided with the glove. The ball came squirting out of the leather, and everybody is safe. Alec Lochner now the batter. Struck out to end the first. Bends away from an inside fastball as the Pioneers have batted around here in the second inning. Just one out. Two on, five runs across. Long pause, and now the pitch. High chopper left side. They'll get a force at third, and I think Brett kind of lost track of how many outs there as he was likely going to be put out regardless if he was at a full sprint or not, but it's a fielder's choice, 6-5, to retire Brett Kapsner for the second out of the inning with Oddie now to second. And here's first baseman Brandon Dickman. Started this inning with a clean single up the middle. 1-for-1 today. And Gustafson gets one across. One strike the count. 10th Pioneer to hit here in inning two. Lochner with his lead. Two down, first baseman playing behind Al. An 8-error inning here for the Cubs. Foul tip, good hold there by the catcher, Andrew Mossman. Two strikes to Dickman. Luke Gertz to follow. Gustafson trying to get this final out recorded here. Dickman, high drive to right, carrying towards Darius Westrich, and the senior right fielder makes the catch near the line, and the Pioneers are retired. They score 5 runs, and they do it on just 3 hits. And there were 8 Kimball errors, 2 left, and 2 complete innings now. Piers 8 and Kimball 0. We go to the third.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Top of the third coming up. The Kimball batting order will start with their catcher, Andrew Mossman, here against Matt Tauges in a now 8-0 score. Mossman will be followed by left fielder Peyton Hennen and right fielder Darius Westrich. Matt Tauges to follow or to go to work here in inning 3. 23 pitches, 2 strikeouts, no walks for Matt. Facing 7, 8, and 9 in Kimball's order. Andrew Mossman, the catcher, to lead it off. Coach Beyer gathered his team for quite a lengthy meeting after that half inning in the field that saw the Cubs commit 8 errors as a swing and a miss, and I'm sure the message was, get your heads in the game. 0-1 to Mossman. Fastball fouled at the plate, tapped it right down off the dish and back to the screen. 0-2. Kummet ready, gets the sign from Matt. Come in, and it's a swing and a miss. Tauges has his 3rd strikeout. The inning begins with a swinging strikeout, and Danny Sayre's going to make a move here. This is all predicated on the schedule and the pitch count coming up. They're going to lift Matt Tauges, and it looks like Al Luckner is going to be coming on. So there's a change here. With an 8-0 lead, Coach Sayre, and it looks like Matt will go to third. Suska is out, and the DH is into the game now as the pitcher, right-hander Alec Luckner. So, change of pitchers. We'll be back after this.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For more than 130 years, Unity Bank has worked with and supported their local farmers and the agricultural industry. The ag lenders at Unity Bank know it takes a team effort to be successful, and they're proud to provide a full range of agricultural loan products, from operating lines of credit to farm real estate loans. They're here to help build the strength of community.
one they're all proud to be a part of. Unity Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC, Go Pioneers!
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Taylor Kimmon, a member of the Pierce track team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all the seasons a success so far. We would also like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With the spring sports seasons in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style, so come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce activities, music, and athletics. Go Pioneers!
All right, Alec Luckner. Oh, there's Mike Trout for you. Alec Luckner takes over. Matt Tauge is now at third. Ground ball left side. This will be his second hop for Rushlow. Preston on to first. And Peyton Hennon is out on a ground ball for out number two.
Number three, the right fielder.
And now Darius Westrich. Darius Westrich. He is a senior. I'm going to guess he's going to go to St. John's. His dad there is assistant men's basketball coach and the AD at Kimball, Byron Westrich, as a strike delivered from Lochner. Two down here as Tauges will go 2 1/3 today. That one's low to Darius. Three strikeouts. At inside corner evens the count 2-2. Top of the order, Mason Hannon on deck. And the pitch. Luckner got him to tap it towards the third baseline. Cummett jumps out at it to make sure it doesn't go anywhere. And it's rolling foul. Two balls, two strikes.
Funds for this project have not been requested from any other organizations.
So Jack Suska out of the ball game now. Tauge is in at third. Here's the 2-2 Lochner pitch. In the air to right. Tough chance here. Luke Gertz crosses the line just out of his range. It's a long foul ball down into the right field corner off the bat of Darius Westrich. Pierce with an 8-0 lead here in the top of the third against Kimball. As Coach Sayre saves some pitches here. I had 26 pitches for Tauges. There's a two-hopper to Lane Gertz, and the veteran throws him out. And that's all for Kimball. A strikeout, then a pitching change, and two groundouts. And that's all for Kimball. And the Pioneers come back to work in the bottom of the third, leading Kimball 8-0.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main.
Luke Gertz will stand in to start the bottom of the third against Nick Gustafson. 8-0 Pioneers. Bunt single for Luke in the second inning, and he takes strike one here to start the third. 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Pierce. No runs, no hits, 8 errors for Kimball. And Luke lines one into center field. A two-hit day going for Luke Gertz. Had a halt for just a moment. Thought that the second baseman might be able to flag that one down, but it skips into center for a hit.
After this game, I ran out. I have to go get some more, okay? Come see me between games.
So a leadoff hit brings up Lane Gertz. And Lane offers at the first pitch, hits a fly ball that's going to carry over right fielder Westrich's head. Luke is going to third. Lane's got himself a double. And the Gertz boys start the third with hits.
Third baseman number one.
And now third baseman Matt Taugis. Lane on base for the third time today. Two hits and an error has allowed him to reach. And the Pioneers are threatening to push this one into double-digit category with an 8-0 lead. Matt Taugis has doubled, reached on an error, scored twice, takes the first pitch from Gustafson. See, the reason that they moved Taugis off the mound here is you look at the pitch count rules and the way it is set up, and we'll get into that as Matt's at bat here, as he hits this one in the air to right. That ball sending Westrich deep to the wall, but he makes the catch. Each of the Gertz brothers will tag up and advance. Luke scoring, Lane to third.
The catcher number three, Matt.
Long fly out to right makes it 9-0. Here's Matt Kummet. Now, the way the pitch count is set up, though, it's slotted so that if you pitch so many, it determines how many days rest you need. And by Matt throwing, by my count, 26 pitches as Kummet chops one to short. Play made there. Throw to first on the play. Scampering home is Lane Gertz, and it's 10-0. There are two down. Credit Kummet with an RBI, his second of the day, and Rushlow will bat. But the first cutoff is if you throw from 1 to 30 pitches, you don't need any days rest. So by Taugis going 26 pitches today, as there's a slicing ball down the line. That's going to drop. It'll kick into the bullpen. Preston will take a wide turn but hold as Westrich hustles over to make the play in right field. An opposite field single for Rushlow.
Center fielder, number 19.
And now Brett Kapsner to bat. So by throwing just 26 pitches, Matt Taugis can come back tomorrow and not need any rest. It's almost as if he didn't throw today by the pitch count rule. If you throw from 31 to 50, as Kapsner lifts one in the air, should end the inning. Coming in to make the catch and hauling it in is JT Haran to end it. So Pioneers add two, and they do it on three hits. They leave one. And after three, it's now Pierce 10, Kimball nothing.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Welcome back to Pierce Legion Park, where Al Lochner ready to face the top of the order here. Shortstop Mason Hannon. We've got a defensive change. Out in right field now is senior Thomas Funk replacing Luke Gertz in right.
Right field, number four, Thomas Funk.
Pierce 10, Kimball 0, Alec Lochner. Deals to Hennen, and it's low. Ball one. Al faced two batters coming on in relief of Matt Tauges. Got a couple of groundouts, once to Rushlow, once to Gertz. There's a soft line drive into right for a hit, and Thomas Funk just into the game plays it on the second hop. And the Cubs have their first base runner, a leadoff single by Hennen to start the fourth. And that'll bring up the center fielder, J.T. Harren.
J.T. Harren, center fielder number one.
Strikeout victim against Tauges in the first. Dickman holding over there as the Cubs get their bullpen going. In the air, behind second, should be Rushlow's ball. Preston there, not quite to the outfield grass. Easy catch for the junior shortstop for out number one. And now the designated hitter, Aaron Service.
Designated hitter, Aaron Service.
Service bats for first baseman Austin Host. Lefty, wearing number 11. As Kummet sets up behind the dish for Lochner. And this one fisted to third. This will be Matt scooping it up. Tauges gathers and throws to Dickman. Just got him. Matt Tauges, about 50 feet up the third baseline, stayed right on the grass near the AgriLime cutout.
19, Michael Hoffman.
So that's the second out of the inning on the play. The runner at first, Hennen, able to advance to second. And with two down, third baseman Michael Hoffman bats. He bounced out to Rushlow, leading off the second. Preston the shortstop for Coach Sayre. Pierce 10, Kimball 0. Breaking ball, ground ball to Tauges. He'll go to Dickman across the diamond. And that's your inning. Cubs get a hit, but they strand one after 3.5. The score is Pierce 10, Kimball nothing. Due up, Oddie Lochner Dickman.
Hello, Pioneer fans. You probably know that I'm in tune to the high school scenes across our state more than most. But if you really know me, that line was an understated attempt at humor. Frankly, it's my passion. These days, I can't go anywhere around the state without someone asking, how does Pierce do it? While the rest of rural Minnesota schools are surviving, Pierce schools are thriving. We know the success stories of the students, but the support comes from the fact that Pierce has found a way to deliver great education and keep their taxes low and their values in place. I am absolutely excited that we're growing and that we're adding on to our schools. I'm glad to share the good news about our schools and the great stories of our communities. I hope you continue our tradition of success by supporting our schools in this current referendum and vote yes.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q. 92 WYRQ.
Kimball Cubs have made a pitching change. They bring in their first baseman, Austin Host, to throw. He is a right-hander. Coming in from center to play first is J.T. Harren, and the starting pitcher, Gustafson, goes out to center. Pierce 10, Kimball nothing, bottom of the fourth, starts with Lucas Oddy, the left fielder. And the first delivery, Lucas watches it come up. Ball one. So Oddy, who has singled and reached on an error, watches a fastball high, 2-0. Three innings on the mound for Gustafson today, and to say he didn't get much help behind him would be an understatement. An 8-error second inning by the Cubs in the field. Broke this one open. There's one in the dirt. It's a 4-pitch walk. Oddie's aboard for the third time, and it brings up the pitcher, Alec Luckner.
Well, batting the pitcher number 20, Alec Luckner.
Gustafson will be charged with 10 runs on 10 hits. I'm going to venture that, without doing the math, all five in the second are likely unearned. Three in the first were all earned. And I would say the two in the third inning were earned. There's a swing and a miss. Good cut there by Alec. Two strikes to count as Adi at first stretches his lead. And the set by the righty host skips in the dirt. Adi's going to try. He will advance. And it's Adi to second with nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Alec in the ballgame has struck out, grounded out to short on a fielder's choice. In the dirt, good stop on the backhand by Mossman. 2-2. Dickman to follow, and then Thomas Funk. Well outside the zone, takes the count full, 3-2. There is another game to follow. Pioneers need three outs to end this game by the 10-run rule. Ground ball left side. Hoffman across the diamond. Bluffs the throw. Nice move. And they're going to trap Adi in a rundown here. They'll run him back to second. Hoffman now and Lochner. Oh, now the late throw. They are going to tag him out. Boy, he would have been safe had he not overslid the bag there. But Adi, on a bluff throw by third baseman Michael Hoffman, got trapped off second.
First baseman number 23, Brandon Dickman.
And on the play, Lochner advances. Alex Funk will go in and run for Lochner. So Alex Funk running for Alec Lochner at second base. The batter is Brandon Dickman. And Funk, or I should say, Dickman takes a strike. Thomas Funk on deck. That one skips off the chest protector of Mossman. Alex will stay at second. So Alex Funk running at second for Alec Lochner. Here's the pitch to Dickman. Changeup swung on and missed. One ball, one strike. Or 1-2, I believe. Thomas Funk in the on-deck circle, ready for his first at-bat of the day. Came in to replace Luke Gertz in the field. High pop-up that might get out of play down the line to left. Hoffman over to look near the fence line, and it is out of play. Piers with a 10-0 lead over Kimball, batting in the bottom of the fourth here in game one of this doubleheader. This is the eighth spot for Coach Sayers' batting order. And in the dirt, Mossman with another stop. So Lochner hits into a fielder's choice and alertly moves up when the rundown occurred. And that one missed outside. Three balls, two strikes to Brandon Dickman, who has singled and flown to right. Payoff pitch, low and outside, and he's now walked. Puts men at first and second for right fielder Thomas Funk.
Now batting number four, the right fielder Thomas Funk.
Cousin Alex at second, Brandon Dickman at first, and top of the order, Lane Gertz on deck. Piers would look to maybe put another run or two on the board here and give himself a little room to work with. Going to the fifth, needing just three outs to secure a 10-run victory. Funk hits it in the air to center, and Alex will not be able to advance, as making the catch out there is Gustafson, and Thomas Funk is out number two. So here's Lane Gertz. His single doubled, reached on an error, stolen a base, and scored three times today. Pierce has scored in every inning up to this point as host deals and misses high. No, got a strike. Upper edges of the strike zone there, and it's one strike to Lane Gertz, the second baseman. Alex Funk leads. Here's the pitch outside, 1-1 count. Pierce out hitting Kimball. There's a ground ball left side of the infield across to first, and the Pioneers are done in their half of inning four. Three outs from a win in game one. No runs, no hits. Two left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Pierce 10, Kimball 0.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
We go to the fifth inning. Alec Lochner will face pinch hitter Mike Binsfeld to lead things off for the Cubs in the top of the fifth, trailing 10-0. He'll bat for Nick Gustafson here. Alec Lochner will try and finish things off here, needing three outs without giving up a run, and this game will go into the books, and we'll get ready for game two as Binsfeld chops it to first, foul territory, one strike. On deck, looks like another pinch hitter slotted to come up. That looks like Mitch Jansky in the on-deck circle. And a fastball inside corner, strike two. Pierce with a 10-0 lead here over the Cubs as Lochner kicks and fires, and the big righty fires it right down the middle for a strikeout, one away. And now Jansky to bat, Mitch Jansky for Joe Dunne.
Batting number 13, Mitchell Jansky.
Right-handed hitter, and Lochner will start him. Swing and a miss. 0-1 with a good fastball from Alec, rearing back with the old country hardball. Back to work on an 0-2. Lined over second, a pinch hit single for Jansky. Good solid swing there, and the Cubs have their second hit of the day. And now another pinch hitter will come up as Coach Beyer will bring up Grant Garding.
Now batting number 20, Grant Garding.
Garding for Mossman. Making sure everybody gets in here. Coach Beyer bringing up three consecutive pinch hitters now here in the fifth. One on, one out. Fisted into the Cub dugout and played nicely there by the guy that's being pinch hit for, Mossman. One strike. Dickman holds over there with the runner at first. And the delivery here is low. Dug out by Matt Kummet, the senior catcher. Ball and a strike now. Pioneers play in Avon tomorrow against Albany. That's a 5 o'clock start for the Pioneers and Huskies. Fastball just below the knees. 2-1. Pierce will be the visitor in game two coming up. Oh, and that hit him in the hip. That'll put Garding on base. And it'll bring up left fielder Peyton Hennin. He is 0-for-1 with a ground out to short. He was the first guy that Lochner faced when he replaced Touges in the third inning. So if the Cubs get that guy home from second, we'll have at least the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll take us under the 10-run rule. Lochner trying to keep it where it's at right now, a 10-0 lead as he misses low and away to the number 8 hitter. One ball, no strikes. Darius Westrich looks like he will be lifted for a pinch hitter. And Lochner ready. Couple of looks back to second. Lined into the throw off the glove of Dickman. A soft line drive that Brandon had a glance off the glove. That'll be a first Pioneer error. And they're loaded up. And Darius Westrich will be pinch hit for.
Batting number 15, Jared Basella.
And they are loaded with one out. Jared Basella becomes the pinch hitter here. And the first pitch from Lochner is in for a strike. The windup by Al Lochner. Fastball stays downstairs. 1-1. Piers 10, Kimball nothing, but the Cubs threaten to break up the shutout here. Comes inside corner for a strike. That little soft line drive wasn't even high enough for an infield fly rule, as it just went off the end of the glove of first baseman Dickman for the Pioneer error. Strike three called, two down. Couple of called third strikes for Lochner here in the inning, and he needs one more out. And stepping to the plate now is Zach Garding, another pinch hitter.
Jump batting number 8, Zach Garding.
So, Lochner, if he can get this out, this game will be history, and we'll get ready for the second game as Garding swings and misses. It's 0-1. Two down, bases full of Cubs. The 0-1 becomes 0-2 as Lochner now a pitch away from fanning the side. And Al delivers, and there it is. A strikeout ends it. And the Pioneers take the opener 10-0. We'll do a quick wrap-up and come back after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
All right, quick wrap-up as the grounds crew preps the field. And then the teams will get ready for the second game with the Cubs being the home team. Piers wins game one 10-0 in a game shortened due to the 10-run rule. Pioneers, 10 runs, 10 hits. They commit an error. They strand a total of a half a dozen runners. The Cubs, no runs, couple of hits, 8 errors, all in one inning. And they leave 6 on base, including the bases loaded in the top of the fifth. Alec Lochner will get the win by pitching 2 2/3 innings. No runs, couple of hits. And Lochner in the ball game will strike out 3. No walks. He'll hit one batter. Tau just started, went 2 1/3, but as they watched the pitch count, realized with the lead being what it was, there was an opportunity to get Matt out of the game and not cost him any rest with the pitch count rule, as he was under 30, which would have mandated at least one day rest. By my count, Matt was at 26, so he would be good to go and available tomorrow in Avon against Albany if needed, or whatever Coach Sayre has plans for Tauges. So no pitch count limit for Tauges. Pierce three in the first, a five-run second, and then they scored runs 9 and 10 in the third inning. So the Cubs will be the home team. They're meeting with their head coach, Adam Beyer, down the right field line right now. Visitors will be the Pierce Pioneers. We'll have game two a little after 6 o'clock, about 10 to 15 minutes for you right here. Pierce 10, Kimball nothing in game one of the doubleheader on You Are There Sports. Come back with us, won't you, in about 15 on You Are There Sports.